I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. He's an ambassador without an embassy, Venezuelan diplomat Carlos Vecchio. Vecchio is part of the diplomatic corps representing Juan Guaido, the self-declared interim president of Venezuela. This is not an easy gig for Mr. Vecchio. Venezuela's embattled president, Nicolas Maduro, closed down his country's Washington embassy in January, so Vecchio is working in borrowed office space. While he waits to get the keys to the embassy, he told me he's trying to get control of other Venezuelan assets for Guaido's administration. I asked him for some examples.
Bank accounts, we need to protect that. Gold reserves, we need to protect that. And also public companies or corporations such as Citgo, we need to protect that as well. So that's what we are doing.
And what is your concern, that the Maduro regime might just try and plunder all that before they get pushed out of power?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they have destroyed all what we have.
Is any of that legal, though? Because, I mean, as much as you want to recognize Juan Guaido as the president, you're in a constitutional crisis with two people arguing that they're in power. So, I mean, right now, is it legal and does it make sense to be doing this preemptive grab of Venezuela's assets?
We have assets that belong to the Republic. I represent the Republic. I'm working on that. And also we have public entities which are under legal structures that we need to comply with certain regulations in each country. And we need to do that. So we are the new government. We need to take control over those assets to preserve them for the reconstruction of Venezuela and to help the Venezuelan people to stop, you know, our suffering.
Yeah, there is enormous suspicion of the corruption around Nicolas Maduro, especially among the military leaders. Juan Guaido, however, has offered those leaders amnesty. Do they deserve amnesty?
That amnesty law does not include crime against humanity and people who have killed, you know, the Venezuelans on the street in the recent protests and demonstrations. Okay. And we are just giving this to the officers who will help us to restore democracy. What we want is to, you know, to push harder in order to facilitate a smooth transition in Venezuela.
Mr. Vecchio, you're also bringing your own sort of pressure by attending President Trump's State of the Union address tonight as a guest of Senator Marco Rubio. What are you hoping to hear from Trump, in particular when it comes to the possibility of U.S. military intervention? Are you hoping to hear Trump present that as a viable option?
For me, it's an honor being there. This is a recognition of the courage of our people who have been fighting in Venezuela to recover our democracy. And I'm expecting that he will ratify what he has said publicly. He stands with the Venezuelan people in order to recover our democracy. And this is not a fight between the United States and the Maduro regime. This is a fight between the free world and the dictatorship of Maduro, which is controlled by Cuba.
What about military intervention, though? Because that has been raised as a possibility that the U.S. might send troops. Would you want to hear that? Would that disappoint you or worry you?
We haven't discussed that. I hope we don't get to that point. I hope we can just resolve this peacefully.
There's also the Cuba-Venezuela connection I want to ask you about, Mr. Vecchio. National Security Advisor John Bolton, as you may know, has been especially vocal about this.
The problem that makes it particularly acute in Venezuela is the control exercised by Cuban security forces, you know, in many respects that actually intimidate the Venezuelan military. It's not an accident that around the hemisphere people now call the country Cubazuela, because the Cubans are so much a part of the Maduro regime.
Reports suggest that in tonight's address, President Trump is going to discuss Cuba and suggest the regime in power there is sort of the power behind President Maduro. What about you? Do you see the same connections?
Cuba is in Venezuela. Cuba is taking decision in Venezuela jointly with Maduro. And we need to liberate Venezuela not only from the dictatorship of Maduro, but also from the Cuban regime.
I mean, no doubt that Cubans are in Venezuela and supporting Maduro, but I mean, hasn't it been corruption and mismanagement at the center of Venezuela's crisis? Is pointing the finger at Cuba really missing the point?
I think it would be both. I mean, at the end of the day, the people are with us. And also, we want that the military force will back the new president of Venezuela, the interim president of Venezuela.
I'm curious, Carlos Vecchio, do you have friends or relatives who support Maduro?
I had just few, but I used to have many family members, you know, close to the Chavismo, to put it in some way, but not anymore.
When you have conversations with them, I mean, how do those conversations go? I mean, how heated do they get, or are you able to reason with one another?
Just I want to keep the relationship with them. We don't discuss about politics. And I think, you know, they realize that the situation cannot continue as it is in Venezuela. So 23 days before, nobody knew in our country who was Guaido, and now he's the most popular person in Venezuela.
Carlos Vecchio, Venezuela's new ambassador to the United States, speaking with us from Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you.